Okay, by this time you've probably heard about JetBlue's Carmageddon special fare, $4 between Burbank and Long Beach, $5 if you want some legroom. Well, a group of bicyclists says it can get there faster. We're joined now by Roadblock of the cycling group Wolfpack Hustle. Mr. Roadblock, tell us about the arrangements, huh?
How you doing? Race tomorrow, it's going to be close. But I have my money on Wolfpack A, and so does everybody in the Twitter sphere that I can see.
Okay, so you guys are going to get on a bicycle and try to race the airplane.
Yep, bike versus jet.
Bike versus jet. Okay, so you're going to have one group on the plane. You're going to be on a bike, and what happens? When do you start this race? Basically, when the plane pushes back, or what?
Well, we've been going back and forth about that, and the consensus that everyone has agreed on is that we're doing it from house to destination, because that's really the point of this, the flight. We were originally going to do airport to airport, which is also not a problem, but I think it's going to be more interesting if we do from Burbank to the Long Beach Aquarium, which is a considerably longer distance.
Well, you have the advantage getting to the Long Beach Aquarium because no plane goes there.
Right. There's going to be a cab that's going to be in the waiting for the passengers. We're basically following a passenger on his route from Burbank to the Long Beach Aquarium. It's true. We will have an advantage because we're on bikes, and bikes are faster than cars in traffic.
And you're going to obey all the traffic laws, stop at all the red lights, and all that kind of thing, right?
Yes, we will. That's
really
that's part of our commitment. Yes.
Okay, because I've rarely seen a bike rider do that.
That's the big myth out there, but I would say the opposite. I think maybe for stop signs it's a little bit blurry, but I think for red lights, I think most bike riders stop for those.
Okay.
But yeah, that's true.
Okay, now what is the prize for the winner? Is this just bragging rights, or is there something more substantial here?
Well, we're trying to get people to throw down some prizes. We've got people committed on Twitter to giving the riders some prizes, but if anybody out there wants to throw up some more prizes, that'd be great. We've got people throwing down some money. We've got people from bike companies throwing in bags and product and so forth.
How many flights are you going to race? Because I'm thinking, you know, later on in the day, you guys are going to probably get kind of tired out.
Hey, why don't we race one on the way back, too?
There you go. You can't do that. It's uphill because you're headed
that
north.
That distance, it's about 50 miles, I'm thinking. Something like that, 50, 55 miles.
Well,
and it's not that big of a deal.
Okay. I mean, it's not that big of a deal for you. It would be a major deal for me.
Well, we'll get you started on small rides, and then we'll work our way up.
The kind with three wheels.
Like
I know
a tricycle?
What you mean. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Hey. Don't knock those tricycles. Those are awesome. I see a lot of senior citizens rolling around those in Silver Lake.
Thanks. You're making me feel better by the minute. I do appreciate it. Good luck with that. Okay, that's Roadblock, a cycling group Wolfpack Hustle, plans to race the JetBlue Jet as it flies from Burbank to Long Beach tomorrow.